listening to His Time. It is Friday, August 14th. Joining me in studio this morning, Dr. John Loom, Director of the Ethnic Immigrant Institute on Theology at Concordia Seminary. Dr. Loom, great to have you in studio this morning.
Thanks again. Happy to be here.
It's always a joy and a pleasure to have you in studio and hearing about your work at EIIT at Concordia Seminary. And most recently, you took a medical mission trip to the Gambia, which is your home. What prompted this trip to the Gambia?
Well, naturally, I'm a missionary in my very blood. So that's my passion is mission, sharing the gospel with all people. Mm-hmm. And Gambia is predominantly Muslim, and 95% Muslim. And yet we have a small, tiny Lutheran church there. Was actually started by the Nigerians, and now they've gone back. We have a young pastor. So what prompted me was that to go back and help the young pastor to instruct and teach, and also to bring in medical help. And so again, we mm-hmm. use the medical help as a door entry into the lives of the people through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
So how many people were you able to tell us about the people that you were able to serve on this trip?
Well, I must give my thanks to Misha Ritchie from Alaska, the wife of a pastor there at Anchorage Lutheran. Now, she accompanied me, and she's by profession a nurse. In fact, she helped in Haiti when they had a crisis there. So she accompanied me, and we had a four-day session, and each day we have over 900 people who came from the wow. different villages, and this was included Muslims and some Lutherans and different ages, mm-hmm. All young, disabled. So, yeah, we had more than 100 coming in every day. Hmm.
What were some of the more common needs? What were some of the needs, especially when it came to medical care, that they were seeking?
Well, actually, this trip was exploratory, and we hope to have a much larger group sometime next year, God willing. But the needs primarily, well, Gambia, West Africa as a whole, malaria is a big issue. And so the medicines that we took was kind to address some of those superficial, immediate medical needs. So malaria, and some people had mm-hmm. toothache and eye problem and just various problems. But the medicines we took, and here I want to thank my very dear sister, the wife of Dr. Seleska, Diane Seleska. She helped me with a lot of the medicines which she got through her students at AMSUL. So yeah, we dealt with the primary immediate need, medical needs of the people.
So meeting with people over 4 days, did you say?
Yeah.
Is that right? 4 days, mm-hmm. Able to meet those needs and care for them, provide that care, mm-hmm. The medical care. Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned meeting with the pastor and also working with him as well, mm-hmm. and providing support for him. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your conversations and your time with the pastor in Gambia.
Well, being a pastor, I have worked in various contexts in Africa. In Sierra Leone, I was there for over 20 years, and I worked in the bush, in mm-hmm. the villages. So my idea for in terms of the medical mission in the Gambia was to put the pastor, the face of the pastor, to be there, so that the people know that he is their pastor. Because after all, we'll go living in few weeks. Mm-hmm. So each time we have the medical distribution of the medicine, I will invite the pastor to come. And we'll have a word of prayer, and we go from there. Now, the pastor needs help. My conversation with the pastor, again, is a very young pastor. inexperience was to sell and share my missionary expertise and what I've learned in various contexts with him, so that I helped him to grow the church, also to instruct the congregation and mm-hmm. people in the proper Lutheran fashion and way. So we had a very wonderful time. He gave me, well, I learned from him. Mm-hmm. And so it was a kind of participatory sharing. And he gave me a history how the church began in the Gambia. In fact, his father was the one who hosted the Nigerian missionaries when they came. So I got a thorough kind of background education of how the Lutheran Church started in the Gambia. So we complemented each other with information and so on and so forth.
What is the most common language that that was used during this visit?
Well, again, we use interpreters. The common language, well, Gambia was colonized by Great Britain, so English is the official language, but then we have various languages as the tribes are. Mm-hmm. So English was what, well, Michelle had to, she is an American, so she used English, and I'm a Gambian, I knew the language. The common language within the city area is Wolof. And by the way, sometime I should invite you to Wolof rice. It's a lovely dish we cook, and my wife is good at it. Yeah, so we use English, but then translate it to the local Wolof language. Many people spoke Wolof.
And if I remember correctly, Wolof is has French origins, correct?
Correct. Well, you're becoming an expert now. Yeah. So, yeah, it has Arabic and French. Mm. And since we are surrounded by Senegal, which is French, and so, in fact, we have a lot in common with the Senegalese. And you're right. French is part of the Wolof language.
Mm. So different languages, different culture, different history, but it was really a time of learning and sharing as you were there.
Exactly. I'm a Lutheran in my very bone and blood, and I know that the Lutheran have the central teaching of the Bible and the gospel. Mm-hmm. And my thrust was using my mission skills through the Lutheran teaching and doctrine to sell it, to share it among the people.
You mentioned that there is just one pastor, one Lutheran pastor in the Gambia, and that he needs support. There's a congregation and preaching stations, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What kind of support does he need? Is another pastor needed in the Gambia?
Oh, sure. In fact, I would say the underlining reason for this interview, and I'm happy that Auntie Joni, I call her Auntie Joni, helped me to facilitate this interview, is to sell the idea of the needs in the Gambia through our Lutheran brothers and sisters in America.
Mm-hmm.
We need people, we need missionaries, we need pastors, we need a lot of instructions. And who could better do that but Lutherans from America going to the Gambia to help the people who are babies in the Lutheran faith in the Gambia. So we need pastors, we need teachers, and I hope that Dr. Kloa is listening at the seminary. I'm trying to get him interested in sending some of our faculty members to the Gambia to help. But also churches, pastors in America, we need them. We need you. And you can contact me later on. You'll got my contact addresses.
So for our listeners not familiar with your history, we had a chance to talk about that in the past here on Worldwide KFUO. You grew up a Muslim in a family, in a country and family where Islam is the most common religion.
In fact, yeah, you're right. Well, you know my history now and background. It shows that I'm a friend of KFUO, for which I'm delighted. Yeah, That's my history. And I migrated my transition from the Muslim faith to the Christian faith through a British missionary who was visiting the Gambia. And through him, I got to know about Jesus and came to Christ through his message. So, yeah, and yet we were hosted by my brother, guess who is still a Muslim. And Michel Richie and I, we had an excellent treatment. We got good food and the rest of it, and we shared together. And this trip was, in fact, during the month of Ramadan, during the Muslim month of fasting. And yet they accommodated us. They made us feel at home. Mm. And so we're well treated. And so Muslims and Christians, periphery on the surface, get along in the Gambia. But there's an underlying current of tension there. And I happen to see that since Islam is my niche. In fact, I often say that even if I'm sleeping, people wake me up, I'm ready to talk and share Islam and bring people to Christ through the knowledge that I have.
With just about a minute left, how do you share the good news of Jesus in a culture that is really primarily Muslim? How do you speak of Jesus in the Gambia?
Well, you use the word culture. Culture really is based on relationship. Mm. So that's where you start. You start building up relationship, friendship, and show them through the love of Christ and share the gospel through that. And do not argue. It's not about argue. It's about explaining and the gospel through love and charity and understanding. So these are quickly the ways that you can, in such a culture, which is predominantly Muslim, you can sell it, but building relationship. Key.
Building relationships is key, very much so. Well, thank you so much for your time today and sharing with us about your recent trip and the things going on. Also, your work with the Ethnic Immigrant Institute of Theology at Concordia Seminary. Dr. John Loom, it's been a pleasure to have this time with you this morning.
Thank you. And I could be reached through my email, loomj@csl.edu.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Loom. God's blessings.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up in just a little bit, we have more His Time, including our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to Worldwide KFUO.